The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad, the spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. Your questions answered. You hail modern science for highlighting the laws of God. But do you agree that modern education alienates people from God by almost completely excluding him from the system? Modern science is neither pro-God nor anti-God. The only concern of modern science is to discover the laws of nature through objective study. It means that science has detached the Creator from his creation. If one studies science and can relate the laws of creation with the Creator, then for such a person, science becomes greatly helpful in developing God consciousness. Islam talks about tawakkul, trusting, and about surrendering to and relying on God alone. How does one relate this in the context of social problems? Does it mean that we must accept such problems as something God willed and accept the situation we find ourselves in as divinely mandated? Problem is only an unpleasant name for a challenge. According to the law of nature, life is based on challenges. Without challenges, there is no development. I agree with Arnold Toynbee on this subject. He has formulated the principle of the challenge response mechanism. According to this formulation, all problems are challenges, and all challenges are stepping stones toward progress. Other than death, every problem is positive in nature. Tawakkul does not mean surrender. Tawakkul is to establish confidence in God. Tawakkul is trusting in God. It makes you more active because on account of this you believe that if I am on the right path, God will certainly help me. What, in your view, is the correct Islamic way of solving social problems? In what way can social activists learn from this approach? Social problems are, in fact, individual problems. Educate individuals, and there will be no social problems. By education, I mean both formal and informal education. My concept of education also includes training the individual, that is, making people positive-minded and realistic. This is the Islamic approach to social problems. How can individual reform lead to cause social reform? Or does the impact of individual reform remain limited just to that particular individual? What is society? Society is nothing but a combination of individuals. When individuals are reformed, the whole society as a consequence will be reformed. But if you focus on society, you will fail to address the mind of an individual and your efforts will not yield results. Wise is the man who can live in peace with things he cannot change.